Good morning, and welcome to the Wednesday Morning Coffee Devotional. I hope you are enjoying every flavorful drop. As I begin, I must say I have sat with my morning coffee for the last several days thinking. It has been hard to know which way to go with this podcast, considering the heartbreaking death of George Floyd and the resulting destruction across the nation, as well as here in Metro Atlanta. I am so sorry the behavior of humanity has brought us to this point. And then there is the opposite end of the spectrum. By the time you are listening to this podcast, my oldest grandson, Gabe, will have become a married man. He graduated from college this spring with a small family celebration, but no cap and gown or tossing mortarboards into the air. His wife, Darby, just completed her first year of teaching. She, like all educators, spent the last few months trying to meet the learning needs of students virtually. No one would have guessed these circumstances January 1st, 2020. The world in which they begin their life together is in a mess right now. First, COVID-19 made it necessary for the couple to change their wedding plans drastically. The church filled with 200 folks, the dinner celebration, reception, and honeymoon to the West Coast was reduced to 50 or so family members, small reception with social distancing, and a honeymoon in the beautiful North Georgia mountains. The events across our nation of the last week have added another layer of uncertainty. I spoke with an old friend yesterday on the phone. She's African American, and we talked about the riots, the pain, and suffering brought on by the initial events in Minneapolis and the aftermath. Peaceful demonstrations intended to change the way humanity treats humanity. Prayers for many who have suffered through the loss of livelihood due to COVID-19, now dealing with the loss of the very businesses that provided that livelihood. We may wonder about the times Darby and Gabe are setting out on their adventure of life. But watching them at the rehearsal and wedding, you would not know there was a cloud anywhere. Smiles, giggles, laughter, and awkward expressions by the five cousin groomsmen in pink bow ties and suspenders. Instead of disappointment or anxiety, there was calmness and the surety of their love for each other. The joy on their faces reminds us of what really makes life work, what the rock-solid foundation of life in this world is: love, trust and commitment, joined with faith and hope. From Paul in 1 Corinthians 13:13, "And now these three remain: faith, hope, and love, but the greatest of these is love." And in verses 4 through 8, the definition of love: love is patient, love is kind, it does not envy, it does not boast, it is not proud, it does not dishonor others, it is not self-seeking, it is not easily angered, it keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Love never fails. When Jesus was asked, "What is the greatest commandment?" in Matthew 22:37-40, he says, "Love the Lord your God with all your passion and prayer and intelligence. This is the most important, the first on any list. but there is a second to set alongside it. Love others as well as you love yourself. These guides from God's Word apply to young people entering marriage, to folks struggling with the issues of COVID-19, and those whose hearts are broken over the death of George Floyd and resulting consequences. Love, faith, and hope. Love. Is it so hard for each one of us to reach out and love, to treat others with kindness, empathy, forgiveness? Is it possible for us to love others as much as we love ourselves? Not our narrow version of love, the version that says, I will treat those around me with love, respect, faith, and hope as long as they fall into my definition of worthy. Let us not fool ourselves into thinking that there are those who are unworthy of our love. God created all humanity with equal love and faith and hope, and sent His Son to show, to demonstrate, to teach us what real love acts like, looks like. There is no unkindness, no cruelty, no selfishness in the love Christ shared with even those who spit on Him and beat Him. As in marriage, daily life requires us to treat all those that come into our lives with love, unselfishness, respect, kindness. And living this way applies not just to those closest in our lives, but the folks we meet on the street, sit with in class, those that come into our place of business, take care of our needs at a restaurant or hotel, sell us tickets, or stand on the corner homeless. And the list goes on and on. Oh Lord, what a world this would be if only we could live as You have guided us. What a different world Gabe and Darby would be starting out in. It is my sincere prayer that all of us have learned how much love, as described by Paul and demonstrated by Jesus, is needed in this world. And may the Holy Spirit inspire us to share this love in the way we live our lives every day, every moment, with all of the humanity around us. Thank you for being with me this morning. And may the Lord bless you and yours.